From the news center, a news focus.
I think people have a tendency to hoard their cell phones because they really don't know what to do with them and they don't want to throw them in the dumpster.
And that's why tonight's edition of News Focus is good news for phone hoarders and the Women's Center of Columbia and Montour Counties. The center's Brandy Hampton said they're collecting old phones throughout January. But why?
If they're damaged, no cords, passwords, encrypted, anything of that nature, we will recycle them. If we can turn them on and they're functioning, we can use those as 911 phones. The purpose of a 911 phone is if a victim of domestic violence and or sexual assault, like their phone gets taken away from them, it gives them a backup plan because you can dial 911 on a phone that does not have a provider just as long as it's charged.
But did the advent of the highly technical smartphones interfere with this project?
Our collections are still going really well. Last year and this year, I actually have a local 13-year-old. Her name is Bella Gonzalez-Jenkins. She's spearheading this project. She did it last year, too. Last year, she gathered about 180 phones. So I think she has a lofty goal this year to beat that. We haven't seen any negative impact from smartphones, which I think is really great.
So where can I drop off my old phones to help out in this effort?
So Dunkin' Donuts in Bloomsburg, Bloomsburg Carpet, that's located on Route 11 next to where Woofies used to be, Bloomin' Bagels 2 in Bloomsburg, the Bloomsburg Public Library, Montour County Courthouse, and the Thomas Beaver Free Library in Danville.
And by helping out in this phone collection project, you'll be helping to fund the various advocacy and educational programs which benefit victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. If you'd like some more information, give them a call at 570-784-6632. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.